If you work in an office, are you lucky enough to have your own personal space? A private office with a door is harder to find these days, given the popularity of open plan. And now architects are going one step further, designing a workplace where no one owns a desk and everyone shares the space. It's called the non-territorial office. Employers like this idea because it reduces building costs. They also believe it boosts productivity. But what do workers think? Interior designer George Milonis is interested in how the design of the workplace affects the way we feel and work. And he joins me now. Welcome to Life Matters.
Thanks, Richard.
We all have some experience with open plan.
Yes.
How does the non-territorial office compare? I mean, is it, if I went to work in one, what would I notice?
Okay, well, the first thing you'd notice is that you don't have an assigned desk. So what typically happens in the non-territorial office is that you turn up to work, you need to select a work location, then you need to go to your filing cabinet or locker and take out your laptop, your files, books, and then go to your work location
right.
to work for the day.
So does this design assume that not everyone will be in the office at the same time?
That's correct. So it maximises the use of the space within an office because there are more employees than there are actual work locations.
Right.
People aren't in the office all the time. They're away at conferences, training, annual leave. Also, there are workers who are on the road, such as rail, sales reps.
What do people think of this? Because the reason I'm asking, George, is I remember reading, oh, it must be 10 years ago, that this had been tried out, I think, firstly at an advertising agency in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And people did not like it.
Yes, yes. Well, as an interior designer and a psychologist, I'm concerned about the impact it has on people. And one of the main issues is to do with personalising the work environment. People can no longer mark their territory and display personal items, which is a form of self-expression. And when that's taken away from people, there are threats to their identity, it impacts on their job satisfaction, and also there's feelings of diminished control. But people just don't take it lying down. They engage in behaviours to mark their territory and personalise the workspace. So they might arrive at work early to claim a particular work location.
Yes.
Or they may leave behind their personal items in an unassigned area.
Well, you're not supposed to do that. It's supposed to go in your locker.
That's correct. But people do like to mark their territory and have their own space within an office.
Right, and I think that's something that you can't, in a way, you can't take away from people. It's just inside us. We're like that.
Yes, it's actually considered a basic need. Obviously, some people are going to do it to a greater degree than others, but we like to break from our work and maybe look up at a picture of a landscape or a photo of a family member or a pet or something like that. So that opportunity is taken away from people.
Is there a positive side of this non-territorial approach?
Well, there are positives associated with it. I guess the greatest advantage of the non-territorial office is that employees have the opportunity to choose a work location that's most conducive to their work task. For instance, in the contemporary non-territorial office, there are a combination or variety of work locations. So there are communal open plan environments for interactive teamwork, but there are also enclosed, semi-enclosed environments for work requiring concentration, such as report writing or analysing information, etc.
In workplaces now, which mostly, of course, don't have this approach,
yes.
The private office, open plan is sort of what you see a lot of the time, and the private office is more of a status symbol. So the more status, the bigger the office, the better the view.
Yes.
I have to tell you that my office is about the size of a very small car, and nobody in the Life Matters team has any access to natural light.
Yeah.
But does it have a different status then in the non-territorial world?
Well, with the non-territorial office, it's more egalitarian. windows are no longer the sole domain of executives in the non-territorial office.
Really? Because that sounds like the theory, but, I mean, does that really happen?
Well, because no one has an allocated space or an assigned desk, the desks near the windows are available for all to use. So I guess it's a motivation for some employees to get in earlier.
Yes. Mind you, I could still imagine the kind of, interaction where you're a mid-level person, you're sitting at this plum desk next to the window, and your boss arrives and puts her stuff down and looks at you meaningfully. Can you imagine that?
Yes, but that's how the non-territorial office is supposed to work. It's allowing equal access to all workspaces within the environment. So as opposed to the open plan environment where people have assigned desks, people are no longer anchored to the one desk in dark corners. They can have access to natural light and views now.
Mm. On Life Matters Today, my guest is George Mylonas. He's an interior designer and psychologist. We're talking, he's also one of the speakers at the Industrial and Organisational Psychology Conference in Brisbane, which is on this week. And we're talking about this idea of the non-territorial office, which sort of goes beyond open plan. George, is the idea of not having a personal working space more of an issue for older workers than younger ones, who are, I suppose, more used to keeping their whole life on a USB?
That's a very good question. In fact, older workers rate the non-territorial office less positively than younger workers. Older workers indicate that they're too old to carry around heavy files and laptops, and are least satisfied with having to regularly share desks and change work locations. And when you think about the ageing process, there's a deterioration in our vision, a decline in our hearing, impacts on our dexterity. And when you have an assigned desk, you're able to adapt the work environment for those particular needs that you may have. But with the non-territorial office, that's taken away from you.
It occurs to me then that it's going to have an impact on productivity. I know employers like open plan. They think it's good for team building and flow of information, and workers are less enamoured. But what about in productivity in the non-territorial office?
Well, the research on the non-territorial office shows that it can impact on a sense of belonging to a team. And a feeling of team cohesion is important for sharing information. And so what can happen is employees feel less motivated and less able to share information, particularly if they're not sitting near their fellow team members.
Right. What about noise? Because that can be a bugbear in an open plan office. If you've got someone who's a loud talker or a little bit deaf or just has a very loud laugh,
yes,
you really notice it. In the non-territorial, I imagine, well, is there a new etiquette?
Well, as far as I'm aware, there's no new etiquette, but with the non-territorial office, those issues that you've just mentioned, such as noise, actually become more pronounced, because in the open plan you have vacant desks, but because you have more employees than workspaces in the non-territorial environment, there's a higher occupancy rate, so noise levels will actually increase. So organisations need to take steps to educate their staff in how to use the open plan environment.
I know that a big part of your work is kind of marrying the social nature of humans and what's going to work, because this work is social. I mean, work friendships are an important part of going to work, and I imagine it's harder to sustain those sorts of things in a non-territorial office.
That's very true. Work fulfills many needs for people, and one of them is a social need. People like to sit near their work colleagues, and so the non-territorial office, particularly non-territorial offices which require frequent movement around the work location, so people are encouraged to change work locations, means that people can't sit next to their friends. And so that impacts on how they feel. And research actually shows that users of these environments can actually report feeling isolated because they're not sitting next to their team members. But again, people will engage in behaviours to sit near their favourite work colleagues.
Given all this, do you tell clients it's not worth it? Or do you, because it's not, it doesn't sound like an environment that I would want to work in, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, it really depends on the work that's being carried out in an organisation. For instance, a consultancy where there are workers at client sites and there are a lot of vacant desks, it's probably a good idea for them to move to a non-territorial office because these workers are used to spending a high proportion of time outside of the actual organisation's work environment.
Right. But yes, I can see how that would work for them, but it's not going to work for everybody. The other thing, of course, is technology means we can work from home or even the local cafe, a lot of our work,
yeah.
As long as you're getting it done. If offices become more like this, harder to personalise, harder to be in touch with the people that you already have relationships with, perhaps more workers will choose just not to go in.
That's a very good point. And in fact, that's what has happened in some non-territorial offices. Research actually shows that workers are actually spending a higher proportion of their time working from home than they did when the office wasn't a non-territorial environment.
George, it's been fascinating. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Richard.
That's George Milonis. He's an interior designer and a psychologist. What an interesting combination that is. And George is one of the speakers at the Industrial and Organisational Psychology Conference, which is on in Brisbane this week. And I'd like to hear what you think of this. Do you work in an open plan office? I mean, I think most people do, but it depends. Do you hot desk? Do you already do a version of this non-territorial office? If you do, get in touch. Let us know what you think. If you had a choice, would you prefer your own office? 02833 1430 is the number. You'll find us on Facebook too, and the website's abc.net.au/rn/lifematters. And actually, we'll be hearing from some of you with feedback on our stories shortly. But in a tick, the story of the youngest band member on the Titanic.